As I just mentioned with Ben Bradley from the WGN-TV News, I am declaring war on the state of Wisconsin. We here in Illinois are not going to take this anymore. We here in Illinois, and I know that for years we've been taking this insult from them. We've been referred to as a three-letter acronym, FIB, which refers to every, and when we cross over the border with our Illinois plates, they refer to us as FIBs or FIBs, which is blanking Illinois blanks. Right? That's correct. We've known that about it. We didn't care. We didn't care. We drank their beer. We went to Milwaukee for baseball games. We went up north to cabins. We put our own economy that was built here in Illinois up into Wisconsin. And yet, they have now the temerity to say, if you are coming from Illinois and you are coming across the border, we would like you to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks. Well, what the hell are we supposed to do? Like, what about the supper club? Does the supper club want that? I don't think the supper club wants that. You go up to places like Boulder Junction. Those are not Wisconsinites up there. That's not who that is. Those beautiful homes were on the lakefront. Those are Illinois built. Who do they think they are? And then to add insult to injury, to then write a letter to Washington for these poop-kicking local yokel state legislators who are telling Washington, they're not even from Washington, they couldn't spell Washington, tell Washington, oh, don't give Illinois a bailout because they don't know how to handle their money. What? Are you kidding me? I mean, when your biggest problem is a moose got loose in your town, you don't get to tell me what to do when we come from one of the most dynamic and important economies in the world in the Chicago metropolitan area. All right, I'm sorry. It's got a little bit.
Take
emotional.
Down the lottery commercial where they say "Good luck, Wisconsin." Take it down.
Yep, that's it. I'm done with all things Wisconsin. Marcella Raymond joins us right now. She did the story for the WGN TV News. I'm sorry to have to drag you into this. I don't necessarily want to politicize this with you, but please.
No, I'm not sure I want to be here.
I know, but I'm gonna drag you in anyway. All right, so let's start with the quarantine issue. So if we were to cross the border, what do they want us to do?
Well, remember, it's all they're asking nicely. So,
I don't know about that, but go ahead. What are they asking nicely?
Just keep that in mind. Okay. I mean, if you're coming up there for the summer, they want you to quarantine for 14 days in your residence before going out into the public. So, which the problem is that people go up there for weekends. They go up there to spend a week or a few days. So it's an issue for them, but there's nothing open. Like there's no one's taking reservations. The bars are all closed. The restaurants are only doing takeout. So unless you're going to go stay in your house, you know, somewhere where you're far away from people, they're concerned that their residents are going to get COVID too.
Okay. All right. I would accept that. But wait, Marcella, hold on. I would accept that is you know their stated case. But then how? What's with the state legislators who you know get elected by 15 people in their little poop kicking town are now writing to Washington like Washington cares what some state rep has to say about anything. Illinois, they're very bad at handling their money, so please don't bail them out. Where do they get off doing that? How?
Because they're, okay, I'm not even going to say anything that I was going to say, but this is what I will say, because you will trap me and I will get in big
trouble. I'm not going to trap you. Yes, you're my friend. Are. No, I'm not. You're fine. I won't trap you. Just say whatever you want to say and I'll ignore it and move on.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, Wisconsin relies on tourists, $20 billion a year in tourism, and most of that is during the summer months, like Geneva, Door County, you know, all those places, Milwaukee with Summerfest and other things. Right. So all those places that rely on us.
Yes.
So
us.
You know,
exactly
and they,
right.
But But they don't want us infiltrating right now because they don't think it's safe. So, but it's only a recommendation. So what do you do?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I take that letter that those state representatives wrote to Washington, D.C., and I place it in a place where they would be uncomfortable with it. How about that? How about that? What about that for an answer?
Here's the thing, too, is that toilet paper is very scarce right now. So if you choose to do that, that's your choice.
Well, the toilet paper, I will say this, that's I think the largest economy in all of Wisconsin, isn't it? I mean, in Green Bay, it's the toilet paper capital of the world. I mean, they make more toilet paper up there.
Is that cheese? I thought it was cheese.
No, I think it's toilet paper. Actually, if you drive through, and I suggest people do this, you drive through as quickly as possible Green Bay so you get up to the lake country up north. But you, you'd see that on the left and on the right, you got this gigantic toilet paper factories on either side. I mean, that's basically what they do. They turn those trees into toilet paper, which I never really wanted to think about before. You know, when you start to think about it, you think about how they do that. I'm not happy.
Well,
anyway,
then maybe they're withholding toilet paper from us. Maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah, perhaps. Marcella, thank you. I didn't want to get you in any kind of trouble. I just wanted you to clarify for us. Marcella Raymond from WGN-TV. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ro. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay. We'll take your phone calls at 312-981-7200. I have declared war on the state of Wisconsin. And who's with me? All right. War has been declared on the state of Wisconsin. How dare they? 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. We will take your phone calls. All right. Here's what Wisconsin has done to us. This is what Wisconsin has done to us. Wisconsin has, not only are they telling us we can't come up to Wisconsin unless we spend 2 weeks in our shack, our lean-to, our cabin, or our hotel room before we can go out, but they are also then saying that Illinois, the state legislators up there, said Illinois, Republicans specifically, but the state legislators up there, is a split state now, wrote a letter to Washington saying to President Trump, don't give Illinois any money in terms of COVID-19 relief or economic relief because they're not going to spend it right. Okay? Okay. It's time to get even with them. Blake, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Blake.
Yes, we're declaring war. We're going to start the front lines with how many of them come to our dispensaries here in Illinois, huh?
That's right! I don't want to see any Wisconsin plates. That's right. I don't want to have to say what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I would put up our Illinois State Police up against their Wisconsin, whatever the hell they are, Highway Patrol, those guys. They sit there on 94 right at the border, and they wait for you to go 56 miles an hour and pull you right over to the side. And you're like, what did I do? You're going 60, 56. That's a 1 mile over to the speed limit. And then they're writing a ticket and they're trying to knock you for $100. I mean, the whole thing. I can't believe that they would turn on us like this. Cause quite honestly, you know, you're right. They come here for the weed. They come down here for the entertainment, right? You go to a Bears game and a Packer Bears game. I mean, in some cases, like last year, for example, there were as many Packer fans as there were Bears fans in the stands. And I won't fully blame Mitchell Trubisky for this, but I will. And they come down here and they enjoy themselves. They walk around here. They have the deep dish pizza. Because they figure it's their cheese. I don't know, whatever, but it's there. That's what they do. How could they do this to us under these circumstances?
Agreed.
All right. Thank you, Blake. I'm glad you're part of my army. You're going to leave me out of the fraternity house right now. All right, Terry, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Terry.
Hi. I moved up to Wisconsin about 18 years ago, but I have a daughter that lives in Park Ridge. She bought a little place in Williams Bay, and they have been fixing it up for the past year. And yeah, I was appalled when it was suggested on Facebook in the Lake Geneva area, don't come if you're from Illinois. Hello, those people buy groceries. They order from all the restaurants, carry out. She's remodeling her cottage, so she's employing a lot of people in the area. and buying gas. Like, they drop a lot of money there every week. And, you know, as soon as these people stayed away, then these little communities would be complaining that their restaurants went broke and, you know, that their economy tanked. People from Illinois dump a lot of money up here. And my neighbor just had heart surgery today down at UIC. So it does go both ways.
Yes, it does go both ways. Thank you. I hope that your neighbor does well. I wish your neighbor the best.
He's going to be fine. Going to be fine. He went to UIC.
Right, because he's right, because he came down to Illinois to do it. let's just face it. I mean, Wisconsin does have a couple things. I mean, I'm going to give Wisconsin a couple things that I've, you know, I've always been a fan of the Miller Brewing Company. So that's, I will give them that. But I will give them the fact that Milwaukee's a nice enough town, right? I mean, it's sort of, if you want to like a small town version of Chicago, you can go down and maybe there's a couple good restaurants and a museum or two. And they do have the Northwoods are as beautiful as any place on earth, I think. I mean, they are the lakes there and those tall trees and just the feeling that you get up there, and there's some amazing supper clubs. They kind of gave us a supper club. They gave us the brandy old fashioned and the brandy Manhattan, which is not my favorite. And then they've given us a few cultural things, but that's about it. That's about
and,
it.
And they really appreciate it when people from Illinois come and unload their pockets.
Yes. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned, I don't know, do you live near Lake Geneva? Is that where you live?
I live outside of Milwaukee, so I'm about a half hour away.
Okay. So
I like to go to Lake Geneva because my people are there.
Well, right, because it's all Chicagoans. It's all Chicagoans.
Right.
Who's on that lake? You think about the Wrigleys were on that lake, right? And the Bells and all the people who built all of that stuff up. I mean, who do they think they are? Thank you, Terry. I'm sorry. You're over
welcome.
Now, remember, when we come over, you're going to have to fly an Illinois flag so we know not to burn your house down. Thank you, Terry.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. Let's go back. Let's see. To Eric, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello, Ro. Yes, I appreciate the conversation you're having. My concept with things is kind of where things originate from, right? So Illinois and Wisconsin, Illinois retained our original French spelling and pronunciation. Wisconsin completely Englishized or destroyed their original French spelling, which of course was O-U-I-S-C-O-N.
Wisconsin.
And actually, on a very early map, there was actually even a G at the very end. Wisconsin.
Oh,
but
French,
in any event, it just underscores their unauthenticity and then, of course, our uniqueness
there
and authenticity.
Go. I never thought
right
about
from
that.
The, right from the outset. Just the
right
name.
How dare they? That's what I just don't know. And by the way, I got an idea here. So the state capital is Madison, right?
Okay. Sure.
What I think we could so easily take their state capital because, and I'd like it to be our state capital because quite honestly, it's a lot prettier than Springfield, but because they're drunk or stoned in Madison. I think we can take them in about an hour. I think it wouldn't be a problem.
No. Well, it wouldn't be that hard. They placed it about 62 miles north of the Illinois state line.
Yeah,
it's
right?
The only Midwest capital that's anywhere near not the geographical center of their own state. Minnesota is a little bit off, too, but Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, we all put our states kind of geographically centered, which is really nice of us. But Wisconsin was like, oh, we can pick off stuff in Illinois if we put it down there.
Another reason.
Like it's a garden.
Another reason to be mad at Wisconsin. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Appreciate your conversation, Mo.
Thank you. I think we're in the spirit of this thing. We've got a couple of texts here. Who wants to handle?
Oh, my gosh. Can I read my three favorites really quick?
Yep.
Okay, so 920 says, before you declare war on Wisconsin, can you exempt Madison? We're over those yahoos up north that want the state open but don't want people to come up here. So do you want to answer that really quick?
Yes, I do, because that's an excellent point. Why, with all these people are like, you know, open up the state and they're following all the, you know, whatever the social media stuff is, and that there's like a whole silo of people that are like, open up the states, and this is a liberal conspiracy not to open up the states, and blah, 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 blah. All right, fine, open up the states, but then they don't, but then they hate the people that would come and take part in the state. Because I'll tell you something, I spent a lot of time in northern Wisconsin over the years, and I love it. I've got dear friends who live up there. I go there every summer if I can, and the beauty of it is that it is all Illinoisans, Chicagoans, spending their money up there. So let me just tell you something. I've been up there when not in the summer, and there, you know what the economy is before, in between snowmobiling, when you know that happens in the winter, and the summer, you know, water skiing and you know, just being out there. There is nothing before the hunting season opens, like October. Forget about it. Nothing moves. And if that's what you want, yahoos, then that's what you're going to get.
Okay, can I continue now?
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
630 says, as a Chicago resident and a Packers fan, I'm seriously reconsidering my alliances to Wisconsin. They would be a total garbage state if it weren't for their economy boosting neighbor to the south. Suck it, Wisconsin. And 847, we will continue to stay in our lake house in the Lake Geneva area, and they will continue to accept our patronage to their restaurants and stores.
It's true. That's true. Those little stores in Lake Geneva, I mean, where would they be if the Illinoisans weren't stupid enough to show up there and spend their money? All right. I lost my mind there. Dennis, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi. I've been coming up to Northwoods for the last 50 years. My wife's family's been having a house up here since the 1920s. I'm on a chain on an Indian reservation, Lac des Flambeaux.
Oh, sure.
And maybe one out of 8 or 10 people are wearing a mask when I see them. They're usually from out of state. And the tribal government up here has now closed the boat launches because they don't want to contaminate people.
Right. Well, Dennis, I got to run here really fast, but I do want to make this point. It's really important that the tribal lands, and we're not just talking about the ones in Wisconsin, but throughout the Dakotas and all the rest of the tribal lands here, they have been really heavily affected by this. And that is a separate issue. So declaring my war, I am willing to secede to the needs of those folks who have lived under some pretty awful conditions for generations. And that is to end on a serious note here, that is a very serious consideration. Still doesn't mean I'm not going to take the southern part of Wisconsin in the next 24 hours. I don't know who's going to be with me. We'll find out, though.